Patriots Football Weekly is delivered to you by W.B. Mason, the official office supplier of the New England Patriots. Who but W.B. Mason? Morning Meeting, brought to you by Verizon. Better matters.
All right, guys, without Brady, this team is 2-0 with the Texans coming Thursday night. What do you think? I mean, what are your headlines?
My first headline would be the quarterback situation, question mark. What do you make of it? The Jimmy Garoppolo, we see him go down, take the injury. First of all, couldn't be playing any better before he gets hit. And then he leaves the field in obvious agony, and then will he play, won't he play? They're going to have to sign somebody, right? Well, maybe not. There's just a lot going on at the quarterback position. Jacoby Brissett was fine when we saw him take the field, but it's one thing to scramble to hold on to a lead. It's another thing to go short week, Thursday night, a 2-0 football team coming to town and win that football
game. Yeah, clearly they dialed it back when Brissett came in there. So that wasn't the offense that Garoppolo was running when he was in there. Question is, what will Brissett do Thursday night?
Yeah, I think you're going to have to see a lot more of that. And Andy's right. I think that's the first 10 headlines of this week is all quarterback related. I think that the challenge for Bill Belichick and Josh McDaniels is to figure out exactly what Brissett can do. You know, some of the things that will make him comfortable. Clearly, that seems to be getting him out of the pocket. Some bootlegs, maybe some designed runs. Probably not going to be able to handle a lot of the blitzes and some of the rushes in those situations. J.J. Watt, obviously, a huge concern. So figure out what he can do and keep him comfortable.
Yeah, I mean, but that's a big thing.
Absolutely.
Knowing Houston's defense, what's going to work against them? You know, Clowney's been coming on. He's playing a little bit better, starting to, you know, be the guy that they thought he would be when they drafted him. But is this a team that maybe you can play off their aggressiveness? I don't know.
And the question is, the thing you'd mix in is the running game, right?
Yeah.
That's how you won the football game on Sunday. You were able to run it enough late.
Mm-hmm.
You were able to get the edge, and you were able to get Blunt on the outside and take advantage in the fourth quarter. Can you do that against this defense, which, A, knows you pretty well because of the familiarity of the personnel, but also J.J. Watt? You know, you're talking about arguably, certainly the best defense player of his generation, maybe the greatest of all time, and Clowney coming on, and they move guys around. Might not be quite as easy to say, we're going to come out and be a balanced offense and take the pressure off Jacoby. Well, you already had 31 points. Now you have to score points to win a football game, and that's not easy.
Well, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say, if you're getting down, you know, to, you know, after I said it's all about the quarterbacks and those, but the running game to me on Sunday afternoon would be my headline. It was basically because of, I thought, how average at best LeGarrette Blount looked in the opener, and I thought he wasn't really capable of doing the kind of stuff that, to close out a game, and for the better part of three quarters, I think he had 18 carries for 50 and change. It was less than 3 yards a carry. All of a sudden, when they had to have it, with Brissett at quarterback, and Miami knowing that the Patriots had to run, it was a little bit of a wrinkle there, I thought, they threw in, and they started running wide to the left, around Nate Solder's end. Solder did a great job. Blount did a great job. I think he had 11 carries, 69 yards in the final quarter when the Patriots absolutely had to move the ball. 6 minutes left, leading by just a touchdown. He killed the clock.
The other person I want to mention from the Miami game gets a game ball for the second week in a row, I think, is Martellus Bennett, for a completely different reason.
Mm-hmm.
Against Arizona, his role was to block.
Yeah.
In this game, his role was to get out there and catch some balls and make some yards. And he did just that, with a lot of his yards coming after the catch. He showed his athleticism, showed his experience, and I think Garoppolo and Brissett, to a certain extent, absolutely needed Bennett, and the Patriots needed him to win this game.
Yeah, a couple of those plays were the stuff that we saw early on in training camp. We saw him in space, coming across the middle. This was more getting down the seam and some misdirection stuff. I love the play with Brissett, where he sort of threw back to the backside and really caught Miami off guard. But he can get in open field. He can get yards after the catch, as you described, Freddie. And I think that's the kind of athleticism he brings. I can't wait to get these two guys out there, Gronk and him, because I just feel like they're two special players in the passing game, and they're going to make those kinds of plays, maybe in different ways. Gronk might have knocked a couple of guys over on that long run, whereas Bennett was running by guys.
No, he knocked somebody over, too.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, a little bit different of a style, but I think that they both have
And he's getting a little jealous.
No, I know.
I think
we're mentioning Bennett the same sentence as Gronk.
Yeah.
No, I think we've seen exactly what we were sold. But the versatility you now have, theoretically, once Gronk gets out there at the tight end position, is phenomenal. I will say, there's a lot of positive right now and a lot of positive headlines. But you were in a 31-3 game that ended up holding on for dear life. So one of my other subheads would be defense took a step backwards.
Yeah.
And that's disappointing because I think we talked about it last week. Maybe this is a game where defense could make some plays and take a step forward. They were hanging on for dear life, and I give them credit. They didn't make excuses and say, well, you know, with the score and prevent and the no, we didn't play well. You had Miami get 200-yard receivers. You had Tannehill throw for almost 300 yards just in the second half alone. Almost got to 400 for the game. That pass defense rush and coverage needs to be better.
Yeah, and it's funny, they had four turnovers, but it didn't seem that way.
And right now, they haven't been aggressive, and they haven't been good enough. You know, even Malcolm Butler hasn't covered well enough. He's your Pro Bowl.
How much without Hightower does he make a difference not being out there? In terms of the versatility that they can have.
I don't think it's that big a deal. He's a good player, but if everything hinges on him, then you're not as good as I thought you were.
Fair enough.
Jamie Collins, you're not Luke Kuechly.
But I wonder if it affected the way Matt Patricia and Bill Belichick used Jamie Collins.
I don't.
They weren't as aggressive with him or one of the others because they only had
him. I agree with you, Andy. It shouldn't make that much of a difference, but that's not the question.
No, it's not why Sheard wasn't there. It's not why Chris Long.
Okay, so specifically the two athletes you line up in your double A gap blitzes aren't as good. Yes, that's true. If you have Jonathan Freeney out there or Alandon Roberts get a couple snaps, that is true. But I thought this defense had more playmakers than that. I was giving this defense credit for being deep with young, versatile playmakers, and they didn't show up when they needed to. You lost your quarterback. You had a lead.
But on the other end, we're all saying, they need to pay Hightower the big money, and he deserves it. Well, if he's that good, then he should make that much of a difference.
Well, we're also saying you need to pay Jamie Collins that money, Jabal Sheard that money, Malcolm Butler that money, and they didn't earn it.
And we just talked about all of these different things, the defense, the running game, in what, 10 minutes, and all anybody wants to talk about out here, if you go on Twitter, to the talk radio, it's all about what you do in the future with these quarterbacks. Do you keep Brady? Do you let Brady walk, God forbid, and keep Garoppolo? That's all anybody
I really worry. I think it's dividing Patriots Nation. I think people are starting to take sides.
I really do. And which side? Where's the division?
I think some people think that Garoppolo should be the decision now. That's it.
And what percentage of the population says that?
I would say based on my
50-50.
My unofficial tally, I would say it's about 20% right now.
Ready to turn their back on Tom Brady.
Yep.
I don't see the numbers being that large.
Yeah.
But the funny thing is you're caught in the middle of a season. Like, this is a decision, as Bill would say, right now it doesn't really matter. It's all about the Houston Texans. Like, this doesn't matter at all to anybody. The trade will not happen before the offseason, right?
Here's the thing.
Someone's traded.
What happens if Brissett comes in and lights it up?
Then it's awesome. What do they call it in wrestling? That'd be like a triple threat match or something.
Even A.J. Derby was asked about his possibility of being a backup quarterback. He's on to Houston, too, with a big smile on his face.
Today's show is brought to you in part by W.B. Mason, the official office supplier of the New England Patriots. Who but W.B. Mason? Fisher Plows, a whole new way to attack winter. And also brought to you in part by AT&T. AT&T, mobilizing your world.
From the heart this week, we look at the matchups. There's obviously plenty on the field between the Patriots and Texans. J.J. Watt and that offensive line, those receivers against the DBs. But I'm going to look at the sidelines where there's a lot of familiarity. Bill Belichick knows Bill O'Brien, Romeo Crennel, and the rest of the assistants for the Texans. And the Texans know Bill Belichick. Let's hear what he had to say about that.
Yeah, I mean, it's like that every week. I mean, every week there's players that are on our team that were on their team or that are on their team that are on our team or coaches or, you know, whatever. So it's pretty much a weekly event.
So Bill Belichick poo-poos the familiarity. I think it's a big deal. I think there will be a chess match back and forth. Romeo Crennel has to put a game plan together for an unknown Jacoby Brissett-led offense. Bill Belichick knows everything that Romeo Crennel does that Bill O'Brien wants to do. He will go back and forth. It's a he knows what I know, but does he know what I know kind of thing. And I think it'll be interesting to watch play out Thursday night, Gillette Stadium.
After the opener in Arizona, I was looking for a little bit more from the defense. I didn't like the way they closed out that Cardinals game. And now I'm even more concerned after the way they closed out the Miami game, especially in that secondary. And I think this is going to be a pretty big test because Houston has improved in terms of their overall weapons. We have the rookie Will Fuller is off to a terrific start, over 23 yards a catch. DeAndre Hopkins, we all know about him, one of the most dangerous wideouts in football. This is going to put a lot of stress, I think, on that secondary. Malcolm Butler, Logan Ryan, Justin Coleman, these guys flat out need to be better. I didn't like the way they closed out the Miami game, and this is going to have to improve because Brock Osweiler will look to make some plays down the field. It's a little bit different offense for Houston, and if the Patriots' defense isn't up to the task, they could be in trouble.
Trash Talk, brought to you by Waste Management. Remodeling or just have clutter to get rid of? Waste Management's new Baxter dumpster in a bag can take it on. Visit thebaxter.com for more info.
This week's Trash Talk, Paul Perillo just made the argument that the Patriots' secondary and pass defense has a major challenge this week. I still think the biggest challenge is Bill Belichick, Josh McDaniels, the offensive coaches, getting a young quarterback ready for J.J. Watt. Maybe the best defensive player of any generation, certainly this generation. I think that's a pretty good defense that Houston brings to town. Defense travels, short week, night game. That's a lot to prepare for if you're Brissett.
Any other cliches you want to
go there?
I agree with you. There's an awful lot on the offense's plate with a young, you know, rookie quarterback trying to make the start in Jacoby Brissett. But I think the defense needs to win this football game. I think it's really unrealistic to expect the Patriots to go out and put 30 on the board. The secondary is better than it played against Miami. They need to be better in this game.
They do need to be better because that defense is littered with supposedly big money Pro Bowl talent. Offensively, you're turning the keys to this Lamborghini. And I'll say it, even without Gronk, I think it's a high-powered passing offense, right?
Certainly was last week.
But you're turning it over to this total unknown, which you asked Brissett to manage the game. You didn't really unload the offense. Had a couple nice wrinkles. He was fine. But there's a difference between holding on and coming out from the opening snap, having to drive down the field. And Jacoby Brissett is a guy that most of the summer, when he was learning the offense, was just watching. Tom Brady, Jimmy Garoppolo. Yep. Jimmy Garoppolo, Tom Brady. They were alternating reps. He would get his opportunity reps. Most of those guys he worked with, where are they now? They're not on a New England Patriots roster.
Sonny's car wash. You know where they are.
He is learning. He's trying to learn to work with these guys. I think that's a huge challenge on a long week. Now all of a sudden you fast forward and say it's a short week and say you got to get this done in a couple days, kid. Oh, by the way, we're not practicing. We're not wearing pads. You're not even going to put pads on. You're going to go do walkthroughs. Go win us a football game. Stay away from J.J. Watt. He's good.
Yeah, I'm not asking them to win a football game because I think that's unrealistic. I am asking
NFL
the defense
play.
To do it.
Quarterbacks win in this
league. And you're talking about, no, it won't be 3-0 or 7-3. No, it won't. But they need to win this game 16-13 or something along those lines. And that's all in the defense. You can't ask Jacoby Brissett to go out there and light it up. It's not realistic. Rookie third-round pick. He's not ready for that. Even Bill Belichick admitted he had to scale back the playbook a little bit during the summer when they were playing in the preseason. He explained how Garoppolo was dealing with the same offense, the same plays, the same breadth of knowledge that Tom Brady
does. That's why
does.
This challenge is so massive.
Brissett doesn't, but you know that going in. So
you
in
want
order,
to throw some
so
wrinkles
in order to win
at
this
Romeo
football
Crennel.
Game, Andy, the defense has to do what we thought it could do heading into the season. That's
but
make
that's
plays,
performance. That's
take
not
the
preparation.
Football away. And
they,
by the way,
they don't
Houston,
need to do things that we don't think they're capable of. Jacoby Brissett, we have no idea what he's capable of, right?
Right.
You're asking that defense to sort of live up to their reputation.
Exactly.
Right?
I'm asking them
so
to play up to its potential.
Matt Patricia and company, you should be able to be better. I'm asking for an unknown. I'm asking for a guy who was a surprise third-round pick, raw. Remember, all the scouting reports immediately were raw. Developmental guy, you got to give him. Well, development's over.
But you know
get on
all
the
that.
Field, take the center snap, and go win me a football game. Throw to Martellus Bennett. Throw to Danny Amendola. Make plays in front of an admittedly friendly home crowd.
No.
But you're asking him to do things at an NFL level that we don't know if he can do. That's a lot of pressure for him. That's a lot of pressure for the offensive coaches. That is a lot of pressure in a short week.
I'm asking the defense to do things that I think the defense can do based on what we saw in the summer, the way they took the ball away. I'm asking them to go out and make some plays. And by the way, that Houston offense that both you and I talked a lot about, how it has the potential to do this and that, well, so far they really haven't done anything.
Except for the receivers. The receivers have put up numbers and made some plays. Oh, guess who hasn't made plays? The back end of the Patriots defense.
Oh, and you know who else hasn't made any plays? The Texans quarterback, who's thrown 3 interceptions in the first 2 weeks. So why don't you continue that, Patriots secondary? Start taking the ball away. Be the ball-hawking, playmaking defense that I think we all thought it could happen, and then you come away with a win. You can't, I agree with you, you can't put it on
Brissett. You have questions about Osweiler after 9 games.
Brissett.
I have questions about Brissett after, what, 2 quarters and change? A lot of questions this week.
Tonight's show is brought to you in part by Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. Also brought to you in part by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots. Around the NFL is brought to you by Nissan.
If the Patriots are fortunate enough to get to the Super Bowl and find themselves facing Aaron Rodgers and the Packers, Bill Belichick might consider giving Vikings head coach Mike Zimmer a call. That's because Zimmer seems to have the number of one of the best QBs in the league. Rodgers has faced Zimmer as head coach or defensive coordinator 7 times. He's 3-4 in those matchups, and his QB rating was under 90 in 5 of those 7 games. For Rodgers, that's a big deal. Even more impressive for Zimmer's defenses. They've never allowed Rodgers to break 300 yards passing, not once. In fact, Rodgers has only averaged 226 yards per game. Zimmer did it again last Sunday, limiting Rodgers to 213 yards passing and a 70.7 rating in a 17-14 win. Okay, Zimmer isn't the one out there making the plays, but not too many coaches can say they've beaten Aaron Rodgers more times than they've lost. Zimmer has Rodgers' number. I'm sure Coach Belichick has Zimmer's.
Players' Perspective. Putnam Investments is a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork.
Joining me now in the Patriots Gillette Stadium locker room, wide receiver Danny Amendola. And Danny, coming off a week in which you had a couple touchdowns. We didn't see a ton from you this summer. Are you hitting your stride? Are you feeling comfortable now?
I feel good. You know, this week 3 of the season, we got a good team coming in town with Houston, and we're continuing to prepare this week, and we're looking forward to this weekend.
You bring up preparation, obviously. Short week. How does the preparation change for a Thursday night football game?
Well, we got to cram. You know, it's like a, you know, an early test, so to speak. So we got to prepare our butts off for these next couple days and get ready.
Is it a bigger challenge mentally or physically on the short week?
You know, mentally, you got to get your new plays down, get the game plan in and go from there. Physically, from the game before and get your body right, get it ready for the game. So it's both.
Obviously, the talk of the week is the quarterback position. You played with 2 different quarterbacks on Sunday against the Dolphins. That may or may not be the case. Who knows? Your thoughts just on the young quarterback, Jacoby Brissett, and how he's sort of evolved in a short time?
You know, he's a good player. He's been here for a short time, but feels like he has a good grasp on the offense and, you know, smart young guy. So we're excited to see what he does.
I remember when training camp started, Chad O'Shea said, he teaches the receivers, it doesn't matter who throws the ball. Our job is to get open and catch the football. Is that the case as you roll into the regular season and you roll with whichever quarterback's out there?
Absolutely. You know, everybody on this team has a job to do, regardless of the position they play. So we're just going to focus on getting our job done in our room and go from there.
Looking at the Houston Texans defense, obviously everybody talks about J.J. Watt, but what do you see on film, especially from the back end?
Experience. You know, guys have been in the league for a long time, guys have played a lot of football on their side, and, you know, we have to do a good job preparing and you know, trying to, you know, see what we can get done on Thursday night. So, you know, we're excited for the opportunity.
Billy O'Brien talked about, he's obviously was the offensive coordinator here, so he knows the practice field. He was talking about preparing for different quarterbacks. Everybody has brought up Julian Edelman, but he said don't forget Danny Amendola can also throw the football. Thoughts on the opposing team preparing for you throwing?
Yeah, they got to be ready. You know, we'll see what coach has dialed up for us, but we have a lot of good athletes on this team, so we're excited to get out there this Thursday and host a good team with the Texans. So,
and coming off a game with 2 touchdowns, Danny Amendola looking to stay hot against the Texans.
And through the power of teamwork.
All right, it's time to take questions here on Patriots Football Weekly. And I guess we don't have an index yet, right? The numbers aren't in yet?
No. You can't? Just ask. Read the questions. Go.
Okay.
Stop
so
bugging
no index.
Me and go.
Okay. All right. All right. This first one comes from Bobby from Long Island.
Bobby.
And he says, from what I hear, Bill seems to think that the lack of the running game is all about the blocking. Do you agree that's what's held it back up to now?
Well, certainly the blocking could improve, and I think in the fourth quarter it did. I think that they did some schematic things that were a little bit different. I think they ran wide a little bit more, which is good, but it's not just about blocking. I think Blunt is a little bit slow to the hole at times. I think when they run him in between the tackles, it takes him a little while to get going. So I do think that part of it is blocking, for sure, and part of it is the runner.
And they brought Dante Scarnecchia back. Let's give him some credit for the improvement, right?
And
more space.
Yeah,
well, it has been 20 minutes since you've given him credit, so, you know.
I think he's worthy. Man's a legend.
And we talked about earlier in the show, I like seeing these athletic linemen get out of their stance and get on the move.
You have said that a lot, yes.
Okay. Tammy Tammy Goodell is her last name, from Manchester.
That's a swear.
Manchester,
here.
Vermont. Beep. Yeah. She says, with Brissett playing, does it affect the decision of whether or not to play Gronk Thursday?
I don't think it does. It certainly doesn't for me. This isn't about winning one Thursday night game. This is about trying to win the Super Bowl with Tom Brady, Rob Gronkowski, the entire Patriots team. So, to me, it's a medical decision. And Coach Belichick went sort of off on that tangent this week where he's not a doctor, he's a coach, and they stay out of each other's business. If Gronk is healthy enough to play and avoid re-injuring the hamstring, making it a long-term issue, then I play him. If he's not healthy enough for that, then I don't play him until he's healthy.
I agree. It's all about health.
Well, it's funny. With all this quarterback talk, you know, the whole Gronk play or not play is kind of taking a back
on the
seat.
Back burner.
Yeah.
I bet Brissett would like him to play, though, if he has to.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
He might help.
Alex from Medford wants to know, what happened to the Brady banner? That was the banner that was up on the lighthouse.
Management question.
Fred, you might want to handle that one. I really don't know.
Well, from what I hear is that they put it up, you know, when the suspension started, sort of as a, you know, a rallying cry for Patriots Nation and a show of support for Brady, but they had intended to take it down before this first home game. So I guess that's what they did.
Now, where is it?
I don't know.
Maybe
it's at the Hall of Patriot Place presented by Raytheon.
Your office? Hmm?
I figured it was in your basement.
No. But we're probably running out of time, so we can move on from that.
All right. Well, you know what? We have run out of time. That's going to be it for this week's Ask PFW. Every week, send them to askpfw@patriots.com.